Magento checkout fails first under load because it's the one part of the store the cache can't protect. Catalog pages are served from a stored copy, so the homepage costs the origin almost nothing, but every cart and checkout request is rebuilt from scratch by PHP and written to MySQL. Think of a supermarket. 1,000 shoppers can browse the aisles without extra staff, but every buyer has to pass through a staffed till. Sales make it worse in a compounding way. If traffic goes up 5 times while the share of visitors checking out triples, the origin is doing 15 times its normal work, even though analytics only shows 5. This isn't theoretical. One agency watched leading Magento retailers lose over $1 million in Black Friday sales, with add-to-cart delays of 20 to 40 seconds. Inside checkout, 4 things break, usually in order. PHP workers fill up, database rows contend and deadlock, session locks queue each shopper's own clicks, and slow shipping and payment calls park workers while they wait. Which is why a load test aimed at the homepage says the site is fine. It measured the cache, not the store. So script the full journey from browsing to payment, give every virtual user its own account and cart, ramp past your expected peak, read the results per checkout step, and retest before every sale, because roughly 15% of shoppers who abandon an order cite the site crashing or showing errors.